want 2,000 of something. I saw a commercial on late night TV. It said, forget everything you know about slipcovers. So I did. And it was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to sell slipcovers, but I didn't know what the hell they were. You guys are cool, man. Canada is all right. I like the American-Canadian border, because if you're walking along the border with a friend and you push your friend into Canada, he can't push you back right away, because first he has to go through customs. What brings you to Canada, dad? When you leave me, when I regain my equilibrium? I went to the doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Do not go see Dr. Acula. Dr. Scholl makes foot products. And he's a doctor, so he went to school for a long time. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out that stepping on a cushion will be more comfortable. That guy wasted lots of time at school. Because I'd have bought that from a Mr. Scholl. Maybe even a senior show. I got a belt on that's holding up my pants, and my pants have belt loops that hold up my belt. I don't know what's really happening down there. Who is the real hero? I walk by a dry cleaner at 3 a.m., and the sign says, sorry, we're closed. You don't have to be sorry. It's 3 a.m., and you're a dry cleaner. It would be ridiculous for me to expect you to be open. I'm not gonna walk in at 10 a.m. and say, hey man, I walked by at 3 and you guys were closed. Somebody owes me an apology. I called the hotel operator. She said, how can I direct your call? Well, you can say action and I will begin to dial. Then when I say goodbye, you can yell cut.
And broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Master Thespian joins us.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza reverberated around the world Tuesday. Friends and relatives mourn the losses of those who were delivering food to besieged Palestinians with the charity World Central Kitchen. Killed were three British nationals, an Australian, a Polish national, an American-Canadian dual citizen, and a Palestinian. Iran has vowed to respond to a deadly airstrike widely attributed to Israel that demolished Iran's consulate building in the Syrian capital and killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. The Lebanese terrorist Hezbollah group, a key ally of both Syria's government and Iran, also pledged punishment and revenge. A rough day on Wall Street, the Dow down by 396 points, the Nasdaq dropping 156, the S&P down by 37. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Well, everybody's losing their crap because that Beyonce did a country western CD. Now, I don't give a cat's behind either way, but it did get me to thinking about when I wrote a couple country songs. Yep, before I mastered the art of the slip and fall lawsuit. was singing for my supper. My favorite song I wrote was kind of like Garth's Friends in Low Places, but a little bit more threatening. Mine was called I Got Friends in Federal Prison. I also did a take on Shania's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. But mine was inspired by waking up with the hangover and feeling like I'd been mowed down by an 18-wheeler. So mine went, Man, I feel like an ashtray. Okay, y'all. I gotta go. I just bit into a block of Velveeta, and it done yanked the caps right out of my mouth. So now I gotta go shoplift some super glue.
We were talking about Velveeta cheese this morning.
Oh, my mother loved Velveeta cheese.
So did mine.
You know, she had one of those Tupperware things. That Tupperware made a little container you could put the Velveeta on.
Really?
And you could
remove all the foil.
You take all the foil off, you put it on this little tray, uh-huh. And then it had a plastic thing that went over it.
Like a supersized butter dish.
Yeah, very much. But you could do that, and that way you keep your Velveeta. But Mother loved Velveeta. So we had Velveeta on just about everything.
I got so sick of peeling back the foil that when I got my first place and I didn't have to follow the house rules, I stripped that Velveeta right down to full nudity. That beautiful orange rectangular block.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. If it gets warm, that thing kind of...
Yeah, that's true.
Loses its shape.
But I always wanted to hold a whole loaf of that stuff naked. Not me, the cheese. That doesn't sound right.
That's all right, hey. It's all good, feller. It's all good.
But I haven't had it in years. Big families, boomer families, and so forth. It was good that you could just, you know, have that monster loaf to slice down.
Yeah. For us, it was cheaper than the prepackaged stuff because mother could slice it and, you know, put it on our sandwiches and things like that. Yeah.
Remember the miracle of the invention of individually wrapped cheese?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get a big kick out of watching the Food That Built America. The one they had on last Sunday night was about Tootsie Rolls. How Tootsie Rolls got invented.
Right.
And believe it or not, Jell-O had something to do with that. Because they were making this thing they called like Bramangelo that was a gelatin type dessert. Mm-hmm. And people were putting all sorts of stuff in it. So this guy invented this stuff and their company was selling it. But then Jell-O got into the market and so everybody was buying Jell-O. So he had to come up with a new product. So he figured out a way to create a Tootsie Roll.
Question I have is, how old is that Tootsie Roll that you just picked up?
Well, it started in 1908, so it could be over 100 years old.
You know what? And would you be able to tell the difference with it? It's just, you never had that explosion of flavor like you got from a Skittle.
Yeah.
But it was candy, so yeah. In fact, the place that made Tootsie Roll, the Tootsie Roll Manufacturing Company, was right like a mile and a half south of where I grew up.
Oh, really?
So sometimes in the summer, we'd walk over there because they always had free Tootsie Rolls for the urchins. That's going to be Jay Quillen calling in. We'll get to her in a moment. Cool. Rich's forecast is next. You got to pay attention because we have a severe weather threat looming. And in the meantime, you know what threatens everybody? Higher electric costs as they keep raising energy prices and making life more difficult. The way to keep yours at a minimum and to protect the life and function of your central heating air conditioning system is to partner up with Clark's, like I have for over 10 years. In fact, the system I now have in my house, I purchased from Clark's 18 months ago when the old unit, and they kept it going. I wanted them to extend the lifespan, but it just became that time. You know, I had to euthanize the old unit, put in a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I went for a slightly more expensive option because they said, look, we understand you want to save money, but if you really want longevity and better fuel efficiency, this one is. And there was one more pricier than that. You can get pretty much anything you want on these things these days.
But I bet it's paying for itself, isn't it?
It is now. I started with budget billing with Alabama Power and Light 18 months ago at $395 a month.
Wow.
$395 to $349 to $295. To 247, and now I'm at 212.
Holy cow!
The cost keeps getting lower, and they're out there to make sure there's nothing going on. And you get a quick reaction when you want to lower or raise the temperature. You feel it immediately.
That's great.
And it's quiet. The old one, I could hear that metal fan blade sound outside the window. This one, I can't. So it does everything they said. Plus, I know I have their plumbers a phone call away at 277-2125. Same number you should call to get yourself that $180 membership. It pays for itself in fuel efficiency alone. And the peace of mind that comes with knowing the best teams in the business are a phone call away on the hottest summer day or the coldest winter's night. ClarkComfort.com. You can get more information there. Their Alabama certification number is 99004.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No doubt about it, we will be radar watching tonight as a line of strong storms sweeps across the area. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, including all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Windy tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, a brisk day, much cooler. Windy with sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. In fact, upper 60s Thursday and Friday. The nights will be cold, upper 30s Thursday and Friday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe? Is it? Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
That last scream belongs to the woman on the phone with us right now. And in a million years, oh, you gave it away with your voice, but everybody knows who it is.
Jake Quallen.
That's correct.
It is Jake coming right at us.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired today.
What was the total length of your drive yesterday coming back from Florida?
Oh, my God. I think it was almost 13 hours.
Holy cow.
Man, I was lucky. I made that round trip about 80 times or so over the years, and I never had one last that long.
Well, you guys had to take a detour, right?
Yeah, so we're 75, like where Ocala is, where the turnpike and 75 meet. There was like an overturned tractor trailer or an overturned something or other, and we sat there for 90 minutes. And finally, I was like, just get off. And so it took us all the way, like, the panhandle, but south of 10.
Yeah.
So we were on, like, some random road. I mean, we went through towns that I've lived in Florida my whole life and I'd never heard of.
Sure.
So a little county
and,
roads.
I mean, yeah, counties I had never heard of.
Yeah.
And so we got back probably about 8:30. Almost 9 o'clock last night, and then you know we get home and there's no groceries, there's no nothing.
Oh man!
So we had to like dig to the bottom of the fridge to find some chicken nuggets and French fries. It was wild, but then I mean I had court this morning.
Oh goodness!
So I'm just spent.
I'll bet you are. I'll bet you are.
What time is this rain supposed to come in?
Well, conveniently overnight sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for you, your overnight is like 7:30. You go to bed.
Well, look at the Rich Thomas app. He's got it pinned down as to what's going to be happening when. And I was very pleased to look at it, and keeps updating. So I think we're looking at what, around 9:30.
I'm doing the radar in motion. I'll give everybody the latest information on when we can expect to see thunderstorms here. We'll get through the rest of the drive and very deep into the evening hours. And then around 9 o'clock, you'll start to see the first storms come up your way. And then the really severe stuff...
It'll be later.
It'll be it'll be after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Where's Uncle Chi-Chi?
Uncle Chi-Chi is spring breaking on South Padre Island, where...
He did not take me with him.
I'll let him know of your displeasure.
I'm going to let him know.
Yeah, that's right. You don't need a mouthpiece.
I'll do it myself. I'm going to send him a text message, a sad face of me and the kids standing here, and there's our luggage that I have unpacked from our Florida trip, and say, why didn't you take us with you, Uncle Chi-Chi?
You need to send him a cease and desist letter.
Yesterday was one of the first trips it's one of the first trips he's made where he had a difficult time getting to his destination.
Why?
With delays and so forth. Well, it's not exactly a straight shot to South Padre Island. I guess the nearest airport is tiny little thing that you got to fly to out of DFW.
Well, it's not going to be Galveston. It's going to be further south.
Yeah, I was going to say, would it be Galveston? No, it's further south.
Further south than that.
But to get there, he had to fly to Atlanta first, get on a plane to Dallas, I believe. I'm really not sure how he booked it.
Which is almost as big.
I'll ask him when I text message him.
So.
My sweet Uncle Chi-Chi.
Which I'm going to give you a mission with him, okay, if you do text him.
Okay.
He takes this so personally. He's freaking out because this is the first time he's gone out of town on a trip he has been planning for months, and he won't be here to do live updates.
You're going to do it, right?
I asked if I could pretend to be him. I haven't gotten a reply to that yet. Because that's my dream. You know, that's the unrequited love of my life. I have not been able to be a TV weatherman or a...
Weather boy!
Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. So, let him know that he has trained us well, he's prepared us well, and we've got his app. And it's possible, depending on the timing of everything, Jay Scott and I may be on the air very early tomorrow morning. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him a text message in complete hysterics. Just, I cannot believe that you are not here. What am I supposed to do without you? You're not going to survive.
You're going to make him drink alcoholic beverages by saying that.
You and me both, Uncle Chi-Chi, okay? It's been a long week. Like, I was on spring break, not vacation. Let me just remind everybody of that. Like, there was no vacationing for me. It was my kids just somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, okay. And isn't it great that God has it planned out so that we have those children at an age where we can keep up with the demands that are being made on us.
I'm struggling, man. I need like a Red Bull.
Well, good. Perfect.
Or
I have something here. You know, I have this big pile of stuff with the letter J on it, things that we could discuss with Jacqueline.
Yay!
And here's a whole package full of things called I'm 37 and Beyond Over It, Older Adults Revealing the Things They're Too Old to Deal With Anymore.
Yep, let's do that
now.
Let's hit that one.
Yep, that's me.
All right, here's when I'm in my late 40s now. I'm like my younger self. I don't seek out friends. If a friendship happens organically, great. If not, I don't care how cool, rich, popular, or connected you are. I'll be friendly to you, but if we don't have vibe, we don't have vibe. I'd rather enjoy my own company and would prefer solitude to spending time with someone I find uninteresting, even if they're nice.
I feel heard with that. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
It is true. It's a breakthrough moment in your life when you realize you could have gone out on Saturday night. You had multiple options on Saturday night, and you had the money to go wherever you wanted on Saturday night, but you stayed home with a book because that's what you wanted to do.
I needle-pointed the entire time I was in South Florida. I finished 3 projects. Just throwing that out there, how cool I am these days.
3 projects?
What projects were these?
Needle pointing, Gregory.
Oh,
okay.
And nobody got stabbed.
I did. Not yet.
Did you keep telling the children, get away?
Here's another one. Never again will I buy a pair of jeans that do not stretch or have to be broken in for weeks to fit me. They'll have to pry my denim spandex pull-ons from my dying hands.
Amen, brother.
Yes.
Yep.
Here's another one. I don't even bother with social media. I don't post pictures of my vacation or anything else exciting going on in my life. I don't need validation from others. As I learned a long time ago, most people don't really care what you're up to. It used to be a joke that the worst thing you could do was force people to sit and look at your vacation slides. I figure I'll be the one person to give others a break from that torture.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad. My dad and his slide machine. We had slides for everything. Oh, my goodness. We took a trip out to Wyoming to go to Yellowstone, and my dad took pictures.
Oh, yeah, we did the same thing.
Everything.
I don't know where the slides are, but we had the same thing.
We slide still projector. Had them. We were cleaning out his house when he moved into a assisted living facility. Mm. He had just stacks and stacks of these carousels. I don't think he had a working slide projector anymore, but he still had the slides because you never know. You never know when you might need them.
I don't waste my time arguing with people in traffic anymore. If you're trying to cut in aggressively, just go right ahead. Letting things like this go makes my day better, especially on my way to work.
Oh, yeah.
Got to let go of the road rage.
Oh, yeah. I let them go. And if somebody comes up on behind me, Jacqueline, and they're, like, really close to my bumper, I'll pull over and let them go. I don't care. I'm just like...
Yeah, I'll brake check them. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Well, you know...
Lola just walked in here very suspicious.
Uh-oh.
Can
what?
I help you? What have you done?
It's got to be tough. A mom is an attorney. The kid questions.
You
have
want
to be
more
much
lemonade?
More
okay.
Oh yeah.
Take that in the kitchen. I'll get you some more lemonade. I'm talking to Mr. Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Here's one for women. And again, this whole thing is a collection of stories. I'm 37 and beyond over it. Mm. I abandoned underwire bras and bikini-cut panties in my early 40s. Even with big boobs, I can get supportive bras sans underwire. While aging has its drawbacks, there's also a ton of benefits. I care so much less about what other people think about me. I'm focusing on accumulating a wardrobe that's classic rather than trendy.
Mm.
It's all about comfort, you know? Like, you've earned that.
Yeah. Right.
In your wise age. It's like, the gene comment. So I've had two kids and a gallbladder removal. So, like, things are jacked up. You know, we got scars and scar tissue. And, like, if a pant has a button, that's going to be a pass for me. Like, I'm not... In my 20s and 30s, I probably would have been like, yeah, you know, got our blue jeans on tonight. And now I'm like, I don't want any more kids. Like, I'm good. Like, I got two kids. I don't want to, like, you know, tempt the beast over there. I'm going to wear my hoodie and my sweatpants.
Well, you know, I know my mom and dad had planned to have just the three of us. And then when I was 13, along came somebody who is now doing Robert Oppenheimer's job.
Mm-hmm. Surprise.
Quite the child.
Don't speak that into existence, though, for me, Greg. Like, I can't handle it. I can't handle any more children. I'm exhausted.
Well, as long as you don't go and buy any moo-moos, where those are in the house.
Have you been talking to my husband?
I only know one woman who really wore the moo-moo well, and that was Mama Cass Elliott.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'll rock a moo-moo.
She floated with such grace. She looked like a cloud walking down the hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it I have that memory when it goes back a long frickin' time? Maybe I should mention. Can you stay with us a little while longer? You want a break?
I'm getting overrun by Lola.
Okay.
She's not letting me.
All right.
Hey, but I do have news for you.
What's
weather permitting?
Yes.
I'm gonna join you in the morning.
Oh, yay! Great! Tomorrow morning.
Cool.
So early.
Well, I know Jay's
early.
Jay's going to be happy to hear that, and he'll probably have a request.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
I mean, I'm here for that. So I will see you around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. And by the way, we also have you on a couple of these. Here's Jay.
Did you get a little tappity tap?
No.
I can put them together and make sentences. I don't even need to talk anymore. I can have my own dialogue with my imaginary friends here on the radio.
You've got so many things on so many buttons on there you can push. You can just go for 3 hours.
Hundreds. Yeah. Thank you, Jacqueline, for your time.
Absolutely, guys.
And we'll see you in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I should fix a special News Talk breakfast
Ooh.
Tomorrow for her.
What do you think she'd like? Omelet? Maybe?
I'm thinking, I mean, I do a great omelet with double cheese, spinach, some tomato, some chopped tomatoes, some onion.
Ooh, that would be good. That would be good.
That or a meatball sandwich.
I'm out of meatballs.
Oh, okay.
But those are good.
Yeah.
But I let everybody else eat my stuff. I'm still losing weight. I'm down 35 pounds now.
Wow.
From my
That's incredible.
I'm very happy about it.
Well,
I'm getting
I'm sure
back.
You feel better.
My closet, once again, means something. It used to be a monument to everything I used to wear, right?
Yeah, I wore that 20 years ago.
Yeah, and that one goes back to and on and on and on. But now I can actually take some of those things and not have to go through that disappointment. Oh, I can't even button it, much less zip it up. Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the stuff now fits.
Good.
We're at 526 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Don't forget to partner up with the right people when it goes to the ongoing maintenance of your car. I mentioned, you know, how fortunate I am. I've been an eight-time purchaser from Jack Ingram. Yet, and thanks to an able assist from Don Duncan, I have never had a major issue with any of those vehicles. And I trust Don with all my regular maintenance. And that's on every car I've had. It's great to know where to take your car. If the check engine light comes on or it starts making a funny noise, you know it's bad. You don't have to be an experienced driver to know when a car's making a noise it shouldn't. Where do you take it? The answer should always be Don Duncan. With three locations, there's one near you here in the River Region serving the Prattville-Millbrook area from Mount Duncan on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison if you work in the downtown area. Perfect. By the way, you drop your car off and just say, I need a ride to work or back to my house, wherever you need to go, and they'll work on it. And Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road just north of Vaughan, all three locations stocked with major name brand tires at a wholesale price. And they always give you a price that includes installation. So get with people that will take great care of you and provide you with customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. That's Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. And please mention that you heard about him right here on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, we've got your local news, I believe, is next. Yes.
Good.
Right after we check traffic, and we'll get another update from Rich on the approaching severe weather. Right now, Skipper, it's your turn at 5:28.
Well, we had an accident earlier, Vaughan Road. If you're turning off Zelda onto Vaughan, passing Montgomery Academy, going to be right in front of you right there. Please use caution. We've also got an accident on Troy Highway. If you're headed outbound, right below Sweet Creek Farm Market, we've got an overturned vehicle there. Please watch out for emergency units. And on Highway 31 to Prattville at Hunter Loop, we've got a moderate crash there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. A lot of busy traffic all over the roadways. Keep it here for updates. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers are back in the state house this week with legislation to legalize certain types of gambling on the agenda. The House is in favor of allowing sports betting in casinos, while the Senate got rid of sports betting and put limits on the number of casinos. Both chambers agree on a state lottery. Trillions of cicadas are about to emerge in numbers not seen in decades and possibly centuries. They stay buried year after year, only crawling out from underground every 13 or 17 years. Now, the rare cicada double dose is about to return. The last time two cicada broods came out together was in 1803. Governor Kay Ivey announced the state of Alabama saw a surge in investments last year with new and expanding companies bringing over $6.4 billion into the state. Montgomery County played a significant role, attracting $6.29 million, showcasing the state's growth and job creation efforts. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
I'm totally weird, and I'm totally honest, and I'm totally inappropriate sometimes. For me to say I wasn't a genius, I would just be lying to you and to myself.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No doubt about it, we will be radar watching tonight as a line of strong storms sweeps across the area. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, including all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Windy tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, a brisk day, much cooler. Windy with sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. In fact, upper 60s Thursday and Friday. The nights will be cold, upper 30s Thursday and Friday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension of only sleight of hand, but no mind. A journey into a dubious land whose boundaries are that of imagination. The signpost up ahead warns of a sharp turn to the left. You've just entered the liberal zone.
And will that be all for you today?
No! Give me all your money!
Here, take it all! Take it, please, please! My gift to you!
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this security camera videotape clearly shows the defendant, John Taylor, robbing the grab-and-go market at gunpoint. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Just a moment. Did you have permission from the defendant to videotape him?
Well, no, Your Honor.
I'm afraid I'll have to disallow this videotape to be used against the defendant. Since you willfully violated his constitutional right to privacy in public places. Case dismissed.
Excuse me, Your Honor, what constitutional right to privacy in public places?
Oh, don't you know? It's all the rage in France right now. In fact, just the other day, I was talking to my good friend, Judge Pierre Fragois, and he said...
Brian Jones, a lonely city prosecutor, has just had his world turned upside down by a crazy judge with a living constitution. Something which only makes sense in the liberal zone.
Welcome back. It is 5:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You're in the conservative zone. I have a... I haven't listened to this. This is going to be our risky click of the day.
Okay. That sounds good.
It's called When You Really Want to Meet the Diversity Requirements.
Oh, boy.
I'm working on a new piece called The American Inquisition, because it's no longer an organic matter. You must show your diversity, equity, and inquisition.
Or you will be punished. Yeah. You will be punished, yeah.
So this, I guess, is a comedic bit. I got it from Citizen Free Press. So millions of people have seen this. Let's find out what's on it. I'll keep my hand very close to the dump button. Is it working? Yes. Okay. We're good to go.
Great to meet you. Obviously, you don't fit any of the diversity requirements, so we're just going to skip through that.
By the way, this is a... I think he's playing both roles in this.
Yeah.
But he's applying for a job. He's a white guy, and he's talking to a white guy.
Christian, not a minority. Unless you are... Gay, perhaps?
Gay, yeah.
Congratulations. Very accepting of that. We support all the things. Of course, obviously, we will have to verify that. What? No big deal. We'll just need proof of that.
Proof that I'm gay?
Pics, videos, references that you've had intercourse with. We'll just give them a quick call, bing, bang, boom, move on.
Is that standard here?
Yeah, the men can just verify a couple of the things that they did to you. No big deal. I did it myself when I started here.
I don't know if I have any, like references.
Oh, is that going to be a problem?
I just don't know if I have their numbers. Being gay and all, it's all discreet and anonymous.
There is a second option.
What is it?
Well, we do of course have our in-house diversity confirmation officers. One of them can just take you to the diversity bed, make love to you, just a formality.
Diversity bed?
Hey, Tony, Ahmed, Brad, get in here.
Wait, so this Tommy guy's just in here somewhere?
So Tommy, you'd prefer... Yeah, I think he's made his choice, Tommy.
Ready to go?
You do seem a little hesitant. You are, in fact, diverse, correct?
You are diverse, right?
What are the other options?
Well, you don't seem black, you're not in a wheelchair, and you don't want to go to the diversity confirmation bed?
I'm very gentle.
What was the pay again?
About $120,000 a year.
10 minutes
All
later.
Right, check that off here, and it's between you and about 45 other applicants. We will let you know.
God.
Oh.
Ryan Long.
Wow. Wow.
The last name just being a coincidence.
But, you know, that's... Yeah, we laugh at that, but, you know...
How close are we getting to that?
We are getting to that. The whole idea of you got to check all the boxes off before we can let you into our club.
Crazy.
It's an odd world we live in, and it's just getting odder every day. Every day.
The world's getting odder.
And Leon's getting larger.
You may drink.
Well, more and more it seems like common sense just goes out the window. People aren't using...
It's virtually non-existent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Biden says Florida's winnable after Supreme Court's ruling on abortion. Okay, whatever you say, Joe. Mm. They're not going to win Florida.
Mm-mm. No, they're not. RFK Jr. is getting more and more traction. More and more people are saying, I don't want to vote for Biden. I'll vote for RFK.
But he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He is a climate freak. Mm-hmm. He believes in all of that crap and the electric vehicles and everything else that nobody wants. He just says he picks his spots very carefully to catch the intrigue of maybe conservative voters who aren't really all that thrilled with Trump, whatever the reason.
Yeah.
He is playing this very carefully, but after his vice presidential choice, who?
Yeah.
I can't, she's such a figure of stature, I can't remember her name.
Shanahan.
Well, there's always somebody in the room that knows the name, right? But usually that vice presidential pick is designed to help carry you in a state where you might be a little bit weak.
You know, I thought that what Trump did with... selling the God Bless America Bible was brilliant because everybody's talking about him. People that hate his guts are talking about the Bible thing, and people that love Trump are wanting, they're getting in line to try to buy one. And P.T. Barnum, if he were still alive, would be going, man, this guy's a genius.
Yeah, he is.
Because everybody's talking about him. Everybody's talking about him.
I have some more of those. We had some fun with this with Jacqueline, but I have a few more of these.
Yep.
Because we're being very news-averse today.
Yep.
I'm 37 and I'm beyond over it. Older adults revealing the things they're too old to deal with anymore. Here is a note from somebody who identifies as the cranky librarian. If we go out of town and there's a friend or even relative who lives there, I am not staying at their house. I'd rather pay for a hotel room and have the temperature the way I want it, sleep in whatever, and most importantly, have my own bathroom.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I can relate to that. That you just want to have your own space. You'll go and visit. We'll come to the house, but we're going to stay somewhere else. Yeah, I can see that.
This one I totally agree with. I will never again pay to attend a concert without seats.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And who wants to stand all evening to see an artist performer sit in some itchy grass? Count me out on that.
You know, they've got a replica of the Globe Theater in London, and you can actually pay money to stand and watch a two-hour play. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. I'll pay more money to get a seat.
No, a play should be
seats available. Yeah.
A play should be enjoyed like something you're watching on streaming.
Yeah.
It's in front of you.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the
reasons.
Except
you can't hit the pause button.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird people. I don't like to go to sporting events. I will rather sit at home in my own house.
The only sporting events I will go to are biscuit games.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Biscuits open a week from today, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, tomorrow morning, along with Jacqueline, Mike Murphy.
Yeah.
Why am I brain farting on that guy's name? Murph. Because we call him Murph when he's here.
Yeah.
Biscuits GM is going to be our guest sometime in the 8 o'clock
hour. That'll be cool. That'll be cool.
All right. More things. We've had enough of at age 37. Being forced and bullied into family functions. Don't get me wrong. I love my family, my fiance's family, but I want to do gingerbread houses with my little family at home. Don't expect me to show up at every gathering. We have our lives, too, outside of yours. Passion there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I've never really done it, but I'm 37. I'm beyond over people expecting me to be normal. Amen. The rat race to a suburban hellscape, marriage, kids, house, two cars, at least one SUV, apple pie, and white picket fences, not for me, never seemed appealing.
Yeah.
And when am I going to settle down and have a family? Hopefully never. I have plans, and none of them involve those, quote, ideals.
Well,
that's kind of sad.
Yeah, but if you don't want to have children, you really shouldn't have children.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know.
But I've always been a believer that that is how you find out who you really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what you're going to learn is that you're better than you be. Was that a traffic
error? Somebody wanted to know about the meeting Larry was talking about, and I told him he was going to send us the information so we could broadcast.
Yeah, let me see if he's done that, because that just, you talk about getting your pajamas frosted. What the city is doing to retirees with the change in their insurance sucks, and I'm glad they haven't given up, because there was that one vote in city council where they went ahead with this plan, and people are righteously angry and should be.
Well, they weren't consulted. They were told, okay, we're changing. They were not given
This is what
choice.
Happens when you let the government make those decisions for you, and too many people are willing to roll over. Oh, I know what's best for you. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Loud music in stores drives me up a wall. I can remember watching my mom sit outside a store waiting for me because the music was too loud.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Eating foods I don't like at gatherings because someone made it just to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
No, Linda, I will not eat your broccoli and cheese casserole because I hate broccoli, and I've mentioned that to you several times. Maybe you should learn a new recipe.
Yeah. Hey, how about this green pea casserole? Aunt Susie made it, and it's so special. Well, don't you want some?
If you don't want your green pea casserole, I'll take yours, because I like green peas.
Well, I'm one of those weird people. I will eat green peas. I'll put them in a cup and put butter on top of them and microwave. Oh.
Master Thespian, so here is one that's totally in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
And again, this is all a collection of stories from people who say I'm over 37 and beyond over it. It just isn't music that's lowered talent requirements. It's all entertainment areas. Theater is non-existent. The only thing they do on stage these days is redos of past hits. Movies are mainly action, computer-driven garbage, which is true, or cartoons, and TV shows are unwatchable with poor scripts. We watch English or Australian TV shows for entertainment. I don't see this improving in the future, given the taste levels of their audiences. I would love Sally Spice 75. That's not her age. That's her handle. But you are a contributor to the bringing back of theater.
We're trying. We're trying. We're remarkable here in the Montgomery area that we've got so many community theaters. We've got six different ones, and people have different choices. In fact, there's shows opening up. We've got a show opening up at Theater AUM on Thursday night. There are shows opening at Wetumpka, at Prattville, at Millbrook. There's a show going on at Pike Road. They're doing Matilda. I don't know if you heard about the situation with Pike Road Theater. The place that they, the venue that they had had, told them, okay, we're not going to let you do theater here anymore. So they had to find a new venue. Well, they were able to talk to the people at Faulkner University. Mm-hmm. They closed down their theater program back in 2017 and have a building just sitting there empty.
That?
Well, they talked to those people and were able to do a contract, and now the Pike Road Theater Company is going to be doing theater in the Faulkner University building.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's amazing, because that building was just sitting there, being wasted. The city of Pike Road has said, okay, we're going to build you a theater. It's going to be, you know, down the road here. So until that happens, they're going to be performing at the Faulkner University Theater, which is very nice. It's a mutual cooperation for mutual benefit thing. But I would agree with some of her assessment, is that that's one of the reasons why people, that there's so much content out there. You go on a streaming service and you can scroll and scroll and scroll for hours.
Yeah.
Just looking at all the different options, and a lot of the stuff that's there, I don't want to watch.
It's garbage.
I don't want to watch. And it's just sad. It's sad. And there's one of the things that is really taking hold now is faith-based entertainment. Things like The Chosen. More and more people are being drawn into that and say, hey, this is good quality family entertainment. These are things that are based on the values I grew up with.
I would rather listen to Mr. Microphone.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Rich Thomas is a team.
But think about Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was something different.
Yep.
It had a very, very well-written script. It was talking about a very important time in history.
I'm always one to prefer something that's based on history.
Yeah.
Because there's the best stories there.
Well, like Darkest Hour was incredible.
Yes.
Dunkirk was incredible. The Midway movie was incredible.
A female friend of mine told me she wanted to see Darkest because it was war. And it was. I said, then let me suggest this. Focus on the woman who plays Churchill's assistant.
The secretary. Yeah, yeah.
She should have gotten a Best Supporting Actress or Best Actress for... Yeah, she was fantastic. Because if you live the movie through her perspective, there's so much to relate to in there. A cranky boss and standing up for yourself at the risk of losing your job and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. She stood up to Churchill when nobody else was willing to do that, you know, including Adolf Hitler ultimately. Because he backed down.
Yeah.
And Britain was never invaded, but it was a tough time.
Well, that speech, the Dunkirk speech, we will fight them in the landing grounds.
Yes.
We will fight them on the hills and the streets. We shall never surrender. That spooked Hitler.
And part of that great story is that the king told him, listen to the people. Mm-hmm. They will tell you what they want. Mm-hmm. And he gets on the underground, and everybody is like, what the hell is he doing in here?
Yeah.
And he starts listening to them, and he realizes they do not want to sacrifice their sovereignty. They are not willing to live under Hitler's rule.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, that's the thing about those soldiers at Dunkirk. They felt defeated because they had to evacuate. They had retreat. And the people in England saw them as heroes. They were cheering them as they were getting off those boats. They're like, what's going on here? It's like, you did it. You survived. You survived to fight another day. You guys are heroes. And so it helped them in their emotional crisis. They were going, we failed. We failed in our mission. They're like, no. You didn't fail in your mission. You have lived to fight another day. And that's an important part of that the early days of World War II that we neglect.
And that's another great story that was a great movie with Kenneth Branagh, Dunkirk.
Yes.
And an absolute miracle, because they were expecting most of those 350,000 mm-hmm. soldiers to be wiped out. Maybe mm-hmm. they could get 10%. Think about that and the consequences that would have had for Britain during the war.
Oh, it would have been huge. And Christopher Nolan directed Dunkirk and directed Oppenheimer. So maybe there's something going on.
I wonder
on
what his next project is.
I don't know, but I'll watch it. I'll pay money to come see it.
So. You know, when it comes to, there was a miniseries, I can't remember how long ago it was. I think it was a while, mm-hmm. where Tom Selleck was picked to play Eisenhower. Mm-hmm. And he actually turned out to be a really great choice.
That is an interesting choice.
Gary Oldman playing Churchill had to go endure. I wish they, you know, now that they've done Dr. Star, they really could do a sequel there.
Yeah, they could. Later years.
Yeah.
Because Oldman is getting to that age that he could really be in that same age that Churchill was at that time, the elder statesman.
Because Darkest Hour is only one very short story within his time there.
Yeah.
But you can actually credit him specifically. I mean, there's a big statue of the man in downtown New Orleans. I think
really?
I think he deserves
it. I didn't
know that. He literally spared Western civilization by making Roosevelt aware of just, hey, you may be across the pond from us, but he's going to come get you. And look at how right that turned out to be with rockets. They were so close to long-range capability, they could have been bombing our cities.
Oh, yeah. But Hitler, it took... one of the words I'm trying to say. Britain standing up to Hitler, he didn't expect that. He thought they would fold just like everybody else. Just like Poland, just like Czechoslovakia.
France.
Just like France. He thought they would fold, and they didn't. And that was all the difference. Standing up for what they believed was their right to survive.
True story. We're going to take 60 seconds for a traffic check and come right back.
Well, we have a new accident. If you're on East South Boulevard traveling from Troy Highway over to Woodley Road, just past Governor's Drive, we've got a minor accident there. If you're outbound from Montgomery on Troy Highway below Sweet Creek Farm Market at Merriweather Road, they're working an overturned vehicle there. A little earlier, we had an accident on Highway 31 at Hunter Loop Road. Please use caution there. We're hoping that one is out of the way. And traffic is very heavy on I-65 and 85. 65 northbound really loaded up, as well as 85 northbound past East Boulevard, Taylor, and Chantilly. We'll keep you updated. Trenum State will host campus registration on April 17th at Patterson Campus. April 18th at Trenum Campus, 8 to 6 both days. Staff will be on hand to help assist you. Enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We so appreciate the very skilled and talented Master Thespian joining us for a while on Tuesdays. Got anything coming up? What's your next theater project?
My next theater project, I'm hoping to be in a production of Into the Woods coming up in October.
I saw that on Broadway.
Yeah.
And you know what the big surprise in that was? I don't remember that being particularly compelling,
mm-hmm.
but what made it unusual for me was seeing Dick Cavett narrated on stage.
Yes.
As it was ongoing.
Yes. That's the part that I'm hoping to try out for, to be the narrator. Of course, the narrator dies in Act Two. That's part of the fun of it.
Oh, we can't have that.
Well, no, but see, that's the storyline, is it? So far, so
I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, that the narrator is telling the story and guiding us through, and all of a sudden the narrator's not there, and they're like, what are we going to do?
People will laugh if I tell them. Well, I saw Phantom of the Opera with Crawford, and man,
amazing,
talk
show.
About an experience. That was like being in the middle of a movie, the special effects and everything else.
Did you freak out when the chandelier came crashing
in the Majestic Theater? It really comes close.
Yeah.
Like within 2 feet.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, it's down and it pulls up into position when they're telling you the story. So,
and he's on it. Crawford is on it when it comes down, which is really amazing too.
But
they had all kinds of explosions and things when they were, and the way they canoed through the sewers, I guess.
Yes. With the fog and everything. Yeah, yeah.
But my favorite all-time show was with Patti LuPone, Anything Goes.
Really? Yeah.
It was...
They do a lot of tap in that, a lot of dancing.
The choreography, all of it was really amazing to see so many people on stage putting on. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's a throwback. But the music was good, too.
Well, and I think that's what that person was saying about the movies and television are all repetitive. It's like, it kind of is. It's that we have this nostalgia for the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why producers keep trying to revamp things and do
things. I'll tell you what, it was nice to visit the good old days with Larry Stevens this afternoon. That was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap up. Thespian, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, my goodness, yeah, it's almost time.
Yeah, I know, it goes by very quickly here.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's from Vaughan Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughan at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches in our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called she crab soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughan and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Are you someone who tries to drive all distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a